Preventing head and brain injuries, one of the big issues that the military is dealing with as fighting continues in areas like Iraq and Afghanistan. New research now from MIT shows that just adding a face shield to a helmet could go a long way to help avoid blast-induced brain injuries. Raul Radovitsky is the associate director of MIT's Institute for Soldier Nanotechnologies, and he tells Federal News Radio why these shields are going to work.
We've done our studies based on computer simulation that consists of fairly sophisticated, you know, high fidelity descriptions of the anatomy of the human head. We've done simulations of the physics of a blast wave and the transmission of the energy of the blast wave into the brain tissue. And we observed essentially that the main transmission pathway for that energy from the blast into the brain tissue is through the exposed surfaces of the face for a front blast. And more specifically, through the soft tissues like the eyes and the sinuses. So simulation with the unprotected head showed that. The simulation with the head and the existing advanced combat helmet showed actually something very important, which is that the helmet does not make things worse. So does not contribute to enhance that energy transmission from the blast to the head, as it had been suggested before. So I want to make sure that that's very clear, because it is one of the key findings of our study, which is a little bit of in contrast to a previous study that suggested the opposite, that the helmet was actually partly responsible for the injury. Our study shows that that is not the case. But at the same time, because it was designed for for ballistic protection, not for blast protection, we don't expect it to play an important mitigation role, and in fact it doesn't, certainly not for a front blast. For a side blast, it's a little different. I can get back to that later if you want. We have some new results on side blast. The bottom line for the helmet is that it may not do a lot to help, but it certainly doesn't hurt, okay? And I think that that's a very important message to make clear. So what we saw is that in those two cases, unprotected head and head with the existing helmet, you have the problem of the exposed surfaces of the face. So it seemed all reasonable and natural to try to cover the face. So we created a conceptual model of a face shield and ran our simulation. There's the same conditions, the same blast, and notice that indeed the face shield creates an important barrier that does not allow that energy of the blast that would be transmitted directly through the face be deflected onto the shell of the helmet and into the paddings, and then in turn onto the skull. So it's a more indirect way of redirecting that energy, and that indeed reduces the intensity of the stress waves that get propagated inside the brain tissue quite significantly.
Let me ask about the shield itself. Does it have to be a specific size and shape? I'm thinking about, law enforcement personnel in riot gear. They have the big shields that come down over their face all the way
way down to their chin versus maybe a football player who has a small face shield that protects their eyes.
Exactly. And those are all issues that need to be sorted out because, as you can imagine, and you mentioned two very different applications, clearly, you know, a warfighter constitutes a whole different a scenario where there are many other demands. For example, you would not want to reduce the situational awareness of the soldier. You would not want to hinder in any way, you know, the operation that the soldier has to, you know, be able to do to accomplish his or her mission. For example, you know, aiming a weapon at a target and so on. So, you know, we are not military people. We work with the Army, in particular with the Army Research Lab and with NADIC Soldier Research and Development and Engineering Center. And they look at this problem as a system, and they make sure that, all, you know, an optimal solution is found. What I can tell you the details of the face shield that we consider there, but I don't think they're particularly relevant because this is not a solution that we are, a specific solution that we are proposing as an optimal solution, you know, to address all the needs that need to be taken into consideration. So, you know, our solution was just to, you know, we designed the geometry to naturally merge with the geometry of the advanced combat helmet, and we tried not to make it too thick. And we used properties of typical transparent armor materials. But all these things, as I said, I mean, the main result is that covering the face will definitely help. But there is a lot of detail that needs to be worked out.
Raul Radovitsky is the Associate Director of MIT's Institute for Soldier Nanotechnologies and an Associate Professor of Aeronautics and Astronautics at MIT. Find the links to the research, hear our entire interview on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.